Started with a clip from Dancing with the Stars because I believe the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to invite us to dance. Right at the end of that Galatians lesson, we heard God say, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. But that's easier said than done. I think that opening scene from that dance illustrates the problem that we have. That we are out of step with the Spirit because you see all of those mirrors? Isn't the message, I'm beautiful and the world is all about me? And how different that is from the dance steps of the Spirit. Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind. That's the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Life is not all about me. Life is all about God and our neighbor. And what happens when you are out of step with somebody that you are dancing with? Well, my wife learned that early on in our dating career. We went to a polka dance. I never polka'd in my life. My wife was going to change that. She was going to teach me. We were out of step all night long. I couldn't get it. She has bruised knees the next morning. We've never polka'd since. But that's what happens when you are out of step with the person you're dancing with. Somebody's going to get bruised knees. And that's what the Apostle Paul talks about in this lesson. He says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Why is it that tempers flare at work? Because you're out of step with your coworkers. You're out of step with the Holy Spirit. And people get bruised. Why is it that in your family life, angry words are spoken? We bite and devour each other. How often isn't that true, even in Christian households? And why is that? Because we're out of step with each other. We're out of step with the Holy Spirit. And we bruise each other. But it's not just that we're out of step. The Apostle Paul, in that lesson from Galatians, emphasizes that there's something far worse. He describes the acts of the sinful nature or the flesh. This is the way we naturally dance through life. He says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. And you think about just that little phrase and go, does that describe some of my dance steps? Have you viewed or read pornography? Have you had sexual thoughts or spoken sexually to someone in a way that you shouldn't? Have you had an affair? Oh, you might say, well, this is a Christian church, this doesn't happen. But just this past week, again, a Christian pastor that God used to accomplish great things in his church, I just learned, had to step down because this was his dance step. And it disgraced him and brought dishonor to a ministry that has blessed so many people. Is this your dance step? Or the next section, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage. Do you have a violent temper at work? Or do you cover over, do you veneer that anger at work so that people don't see what you're really like, but boy, you bring it home and all your family knows, look out. Is that your dance step? Or a third section, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy. Have you bullied somebody, whether it be at work or at school or in your home? Are there people that just try to avoid you because they've experienced the bruised knees? See, Paul says, this is the way we naturally dance. And the result is not just that we bruise each other. The result is that we're out of the competition. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you watch Dancing with the Stars, you've seen people who have been removed from the competition. They don't measure up, and what happens? They're just tears start to flow. That's the way Jesus talks too. He says that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth as we're cast out into the other darkness. This is what you and I deserve, isn't it? Because this is describing our natural dance steps. But this is the time then to remember that somebody stepped into our lives. Last week we studied that name that God uses for himself, the Lord our God. He is the God of unconditional love. This is the God that the Apostle Paul was celebrating with the Galatian Christians. In fact, in the very first verse or first section, where he greets the congregation there in Galatia, he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, for our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age. If you and I have to admit, this is the way we dance by nature. The acts of the sinful nature, they are obvious in each of us too. If you and I have to confess that, then we're saying we are part of this evil age. The worst part of it is right inside of us. But Jesus Christ came to rescue us from this evil age by giving his life for our sins. We heard it again this morning. You are forgiven. We come before him and just say, Lord, this is the way I am by nature. And thanks be to God, God steps in and says, you don't have to dance alone. I will join you in this dance. And the star knows the steps. You know, it's always kind of funny that as the Dancing with the Stars series goes on, The stars, you go, who are those people, right? But if you've watched long enough, the real stars of the show are the professional dancers, right? Because they have been dancing their whole life long, and they know the steps. That's what we're celebrating on this Pentecost Sunday. that somebody has stepped in and said, I will be your dance partner. That the Holy Spirit that came on the apostles on Pentecost is the same Holy Spirit that has come into your life. That Holy Spirit is in you. If you can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, you have this confidence that the Holy Spirit has stepped into your life, because you couldn't make that confession except the Holy Spirit brought you to faith. And that Holy Spirit, oh, he knows this dance step. God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Guess what? The Holy Spirit's been doing that kind of dance from eternity. We confess about the Holy Spirit that he proceeds from the Father and the Son. In the Nicene Creed, we say that he comes out in some miraculous way that we don't understand, but he comes out from the Father and the Son. And yet, they are all equally eternal. In the Athanasian Creed, we're told the Father is eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit is eternal, yet they are not three who are eternal, but there is one who is eternal. And within this Trinity, none comes before or after, none is greater or inferior, but all three persons are co-equal and co-eternal. You see, from eternity, the Holy Spirit has been dancing this dance of love with the Father and the Son. He knows the steps. He knows what love looks like. And in this text, we're told that he becomes your personal trainer. In this section, we're told that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What you and I can't do on our own, we don't know the steps. The Holy Spirit is promised to us. He's promised to us in our baptisms. It's a washing of renewal and rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit is working in us what we cannot do. And this is what love to your neighbor truly looks like. This fruit of the Spirit. And let's just admit, Lord, we can't do it on our own. This isn't the way I naturally dance. But the Holy Spirit can train us. And part of that training is he gives us incredible examples to follow. This is one of the reasons why we search the Scriptures. We search the Scriptures because in the Scriptures we can find examples of what it means to love. How can you read the book of Ruth and see how Ruth loves her mother-in-law Naomi and says, where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your God will be my God, and where you die, I will die. Nothing but death will separate us from each other. You read that and go, that's the way I want to live. Or in 1 Samuel 20, Jonathan is the crown prince, the heir apparent to the throne, the son of King Saul, and his best friend is David. And Jonathan knows that David is actually the one who's going to become king. And Jonathan has every reason to be envious and angry and bitter towards David. But as you look in 1 Samuel chapter 20, you see what loving your neighbor is like, where Jonathan willingly says, David, I know you're going to be king, and I'm looking forward to helping you be the best king you can be. I'm looking forward to serving with you and under you. And Jonathan helps David find strength in the Lord. That's what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. And it's not just biblical examples. It's examples in our lives today. When I asked at the ministry growth team, what are some examples of people who loved you as themselves? The stories just started to come. Joel talked about his principal when he was in grade school, who drove way out of his way to make sure that Joel could always be involved in the extracurricular activities. And the principal never made Joel feel like, boy, I'm really put out helping you in this way. Pastor Bill over in Victory of the Lamb talked about how when his daughter was really sick, that people just kind of came out of the woodwork and said, we'll help take care of your son, we'll provide food, they provided financial help. Another member of the team mentioned how their family was really poor, and some donor that was anonymous to him when he was a kid paid for his tuition at Wisconsin-Lutheran High School. That's what love your neighbor looks like. You see, we see these examples and we go, okay, Lord, I'm kind of seeing how the steps go. There's two of them in your worship folder today. I think that Dan and Cindy Thiel are great examples to me of what it looks like to love your neighbor. Dan is volunteering down in Costa Maya. He's back for a few weeks right now. But he's down in Costa Maya, Mexico, and Cindy and Dan have to live, you know, weeks at a time without seeing each other. They sacrifice that way because they love their neighbors down in Mexico. And it just makes me go, this is the way I want to dance too. How can I love my neighbor? How can I give myself in a way that imitates Dan and Cindy? And you are examples. In the worship folder, there's a thank you note from the Padilla Gonzalez family. You see, your gifts to Puerto Rico, hurricane relief, they didn't just provide help financially. You became a living example of what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. And the Padilla family, and the people who know them, they're watching you and your dance steps and amazed at how the Holy Spirit has taught you to keep in step with the Spirit. Now, the sad fact is that we don't always let the Spirit lead, do we? You and I are going to have some bruised knees as we dance with the Spirit. That's what the Apostle Paul brings out in this section. He says, so walk by the Spirit,